Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
This message is titled Unveiling the Mysteries of Wealth and Influence. Unveiling the Mystery of Wealth and Influence. Now, this is also tied to our Dominion series, and I want you to journey with me in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. But you may say in your heart, my power and the might of my hands have gotten me this wealth. Next. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may confirm, establish his covenant, which he swore unto your father. Unto your fathers as it is this day. Now let me read the Amplified Version. Otherwise you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand has made me this wealth. But you shall remember with profound respect the Lord your God. For it is he who is giving. You see, the word is giving. It's a continuous process. He is giving you the power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which is so solemnly promised to your fathers to this day. Now, unveiling the mystery of wealth and influence. God has a robust plan for the comfort and the blessing of his children. And whatever he gives to us is an allocation that comes for kingdom activity. When God puts his resources in your hands, it is not because he wants you to prove that he is faithful. It is because he has an agenda that he is interested in. So he funds it. God will fund it. And please pay attention to me, because if you look at that 18th verse, I want you to consider something there. He said, but you shall what? Remember the Lord. Now, it seems to me that the subject of wealth, prosperity, influence cannot be separated from my mental relationship, my cognition. God says, I must remember him. This remembrance is an activity of the mind. In fact, I used to think that I could be very spiritual and then everything will come to me, until I realized that it is very possible for you to be spiritual, but the only item you will get out of it is the anointing. But there was a rich man whose wisdom, there was a wise man whose wisdom was despised, according to the scriptures. When you walk into certain places, people do not see the fire over your head. It is the prayer warriors and prophets who will see you and say, this is a man of God. When kings came to visit Solomon, they didn't see the glory of God. They saw the glory and the influence around him. But whenever he prayed, fire came. Whenever he prayed, fire came. But when people come to visit him, they don't see the fire. They see the administration of heavenly order, beauty. They see it. And that is what they fell in love with. They fell in love with it. So, the first thing I want to bring to your notice today is that the first requirement for coming into these things is remembrance. And you need to understand this. Because the issue of remembrance is so strong that even Paul, speaking by the Spirit of God, said that because a generation refused to retain God in their mind, so God now gave them over to a reprobate mind. That is how powerful your remembrance is. Please let me tell your neighbor, God expects you to remember him. That means that this is a deliberate decision. It is not something that will happen by itself. I must organize my life in such a way that God filters through every part of it. It is a deliberate decision. Your mindset can limit the plan and the agenda of God for you, even though God may love you, and even though God may be interested in you. But if your mindset is weak, God may need to shop for another person. Your mind is very important. Say, you shall remember the Lord your God. Now, what is wealth? I've been trying to reach you, sir. All right. So that's your own cue to now reach me. So listen. Now, put this down in your note. Wealth in the scriptures does not refer to mere financial possession. Wealth in the scriptures do not refer to mere financial possession. In fact, if all you have is money, then you are poor. Wealth is defined as the capacity given by God to produce value, influence systems, and advance divine purposes on the earth. Let me repeat. Wealth is the capacity, is a capacity. What's another word for capacity? Huh? What does capacity mean? I perceive that when you cannot talk about capacity without talking about measure. Measure. When you want to buy a generator, the first question you ask is, how many kVA? What's the capacity? That's what you are saying. When you want to buy a husband, or when you are trying to shop for one, that time the lady told you, I am praying. She's not praying. She's looking for your potential energy. She's looking, no, you have been too spiritual. She's asking people, do you know this guy? Maybe she saw Mama talking to the brother. She will say, Mama, you know brother Ephraim? Say, yes. Mama, Where does he work? I'm trying to reach Mama. I go and talk to him. Say, no, Mama, there's something going on. Mama, I say, I understand. He's a good man. Because what you marry is that person's capacity. It's not his fine face. Many fine-faced brothers are not going anywhere. The only thing to their name is their face. But the face don't pay the bills. The face is not a picture of clarity in vision. The face doesn't really tell you if you will live long. The face does not tell you anything. And can I tell you that prosperity is not necessarily generational? Prosperity is covenant. Which means if I walk in something and my children refuse to serve the God I serve, they will not walk in that blessing. That's why scripture says, thou shalt remember the Lord. There is a place where you will remember and you will not tell yourself, I want to go in the way of the Lord. It's a personal decision. Again, I give you that definition. Wealth can be defined as the capacity that is given by God to produce value, that's one, to influence systems, and advance divine purposes on the earth. Now, the Bible tells us that there are hidden spiritual laws governing prosperity, stewardship, influence, and generational wealth. The Bible is very clear about this thing. Are you with me? When Jesus died, his body was not given to John. Jesus gave his mother to John. Are you with me now? You didn't hear that one. I said when Jesus died, they did not give his body to John, the beloved, the man who loves him so much. But he told his, he said, go and take care of my mother. Manage till you die. A man that was never in the picture in the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry was the one that got the body. Joseph of Arimathea. That's a good name. I don't know why people don't give their children beautiful names like Joseph. That is to tell you that in the body of Christ, there are people amongst us God will raise as pillars. There was a woman that used to minister in when Paul started his ministry. Is it Rhoda or Dorcas? You know, the woman that died. And Peter came to raise her up. Now I want to ask you a question. Was that the first time people were dying in the church? They've been persecuting them. They've been killing them. But when a particular one died, Peter said, I have to travel. Peter said he wants to travel. Not traveling for the funeral, though. To go and beg God. This is the woman that is helping the church. The Bible tells us that the woman used to be a seller of purple. She sells clothes. And she used to help the saints. People that were in the church that couldn't take care of, she used to minister to them. That was her department. She did it so much that Peter in Jerusalem heard. We are going to greet Peter. Please give him this cloth. This purple, the kind that the Herod wore last week. This is it. This one is a shoe or socks. This one is the sash. She will package it and send. That is to tell you that even though we are all equal before God, we are not equal among ourselves. When you invest in somebody, when you are good to somebody, sometimes they will go out of their way to bless you. It's not wickedness. It's just the way human beings are wired. We gravitate towards places that give us comfort. The Bible says the wisdom of a poor man is always despised. When he brings an idea, they will say, okay, wait. We'll think about it. Then when the son that has been traveling from Abuja gets to Humaya, the moment he parks, he will just say, everybody will get up, meeting suspended. They will dance and the mama will hug him. But my son, how was your journey? There's nothing to talk about again. Once he sits down, so what's going on? Say, we want to rebuild Papa's house. Say, hey, all right. When are you starting? He's not talking about the bill. Because you see that 5 million they will use to build that house is his house rent in Abuja. So this one is small. When are we starting? The other one that says, now, if we can cut this place like this and draw this place like this, we'll leave this place. We can farm cocoyam here. We can, you see, you will plan forever. When God wanted to rebuild the earth, did he ask for budget? You are not serving a poor God. And I told you that the least item of value is money. Aren't you surprised that in heaven, they don't even have money there? Ah, you are not tracking, no? Are you still here? I said in heaven, they don't even have money. But they have worship. They have the prayers of the saints. When you get before his presence, you are immediately introduced into the presence of a great king. So, wealth is a mystery. And there are spiritual laws that govern the administration of wealth. You can be very sincere and yet you'll be stranded. Because the first law in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 is that you must remember the Lord your God. Please put up that scripture. This one may sound very basic, but it's very foundational. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. You must remember the Lord your God. Now, there's one other item. Please leave this scripture on the board. I want to bring to your notice. He said, you shall remember. This is an instruction. But he said, he gave a description. You must remember the Lord. The description given to us here about God is that he is the Lord. That means your relationship, the relationship that governs the domain of wealth, is in the life, only in the life of a person of, that God claims ownership of. I don't know if you are with me. I'm not talking about your hard work, because you can work hard and, you know, that the working hard is the cost that was placed upon man. Yeah. Working hard, like a jackie, is the cost that was placed upon man. So if you have to work hard till it brings sweat, then you need to ask God, how better can I do this thing? So you must reject sweat in your life. I didn't say you will not be a fruitful worker. I said, and let me give you this one now. Maybe you probably have heard this before. Whatever is close to the earth has little value. Whatever is close to the earth has little value. You are all looking at me like you are hearing for it. Is this the first time you are hearing? Have you heard this thing I just said before? You've heard it before. You've heard it before. Ah, sir, have you heard it before? Pastor Barra. Sorry, Barra. What are the primary components that are required for making cement? Granite. Limestone. Huh?
Limestone, gypsum, clinker.
What is clinker? Is it a video game?
It's material from limestone, then water.
Water. Now, let me ask you a question. To the producer of that cement, how important do you think water is? Based on what he said. Very, very, right? But you drank water yesterday and left the remaining on the table. Now, clinker. How many of you have ever heard of clinker before? Glory to God. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Only my friend from Covenant University knows clinker. All of you are very old in this church. You know clinker? Okay. So we have a brother and sister, so you should exchange numbers. So, hello, madam. That's the brother over there. His name is a student. Brother Motosho. Amen. So we have clean. clinker, and I'm hearing it for the first time. Now, if you are given that clinker and limestone, do you know that even as exposed as you think you are, you don't know what to do with it? You just put it in a bucket or something and leave it at your backyard. Nobody cares. If our brother, the owner of the company where this man of God works, sees it, this material, if he comes to your father's 100 acres and sees that this place is rich, he will buy it. But you see, the value of that thing close to the earth is low. The moment they start processing it, the value begins to go up. That's why I told you, even when it has to do with wealth, you must understand that we are not talking about hard work. We are talking about something that only deities can give you. Otherwise, you will have to work and sweat to get it. So, for those of you that run businesses and have industries and all, as much as possible, try to get your product as far from the earth. What I mean by that is away from its natural state. Refine it. I mean, I was talking to one of our brothers here who is in the export business. And he said to me, when we harvest cashew nuts, we buy it from the farms. He said, do you know that just by simply mixing the cashew, he said, we wash it and we clean it up. He said, do you know that just by simply adding garlic, we just mix it together, bag it, it's clean. Just by adding garlic, the price of that bag of cashew nuts triples when they export it. A few years ago, as I was about to leave the bank, I decided to go into farming. So I called one of my daddies in Accra and I said, Daddy, give me a Christian who can give me a farm. I want the farm to be in the village. So I wanted to get like acres and acres. So I wanted to maybe get involved with oil palm and cash products. So they found me a brother, a man of God also. And while I was talking to him, the day that I decided I was going to pay, he did not pick my colleague to date. Now, this is where I'm going. That was about maybe 8 years ago. I want you to imagine that I had made that decision then and pulled it through. I will not say anything to anybody. In fact, I will probably only go there once in 3 months, somewhere along the farm, somewhere between Ogun State and Ondo State. Then one day I will meet our brother. He will now become a member of this church. He will now say, Pastor, you have this. We are looking for it too. Do you understand? Whenever God wants to bless you, He will give you an instruction that will require faith. Hear what I'm telling you. That thing will never make sense as at that day that God is telling you. Sometimes the instruction for your life will be, get close to this lady. Not date her, just be close to her. Because the Lord has seen that in 7 years, she will become a very strategic person and she will need someone to trust in that new department. And you will not come in handy because of the nature of the relationship that both of you have forged. If you are the kind of person that only relates with people based on what you can get from them, you would have missed out on many God opportunities. Are you with me? Oh, you are not listening to me this one. Should we pray? Because I'm telling you why you can be praying and you may be stranded. The person sitting close to you may be the future in the next 10 years. Hallelujah. So the first law here is the law of remembrance. Number two is the law of ownership. The law says, you must recognize him as the Lord. And the Lord here now means that he dictates the pace, the ownership of your life. I mean, David made a statement when he sinned against the Lord. He said, only before you have I sinned. Which means when you even commit an error, you see that grievance as first unto the Lord, not even to the people that are involved in that matter. The smile upon the face of the Lord, you know, you always being able to behold his face, is more important to you than the validation of men. Unfortunately, we live in a world where many people live for the validation of men. But you see, vain is the help of man. The Bible says vain is the help of man. So you need to remember that. Now, I want you to put this down in your note. Wealth is covenantal. Wealth is not accidental. God gives power to get wealth. And by the word power, I mean put down these four items beside the word power. The first thing I say here is that wealth is covenantal. That means if it is something that you are trusting God to move from you to your children and your children's children, then you need to understand that wealth has a spiritual basis, which is covenant. I also told you, I say wealth is not accidental. Even though we have many accidental civil servants and politicians who cannot stand in front of the camera and defend their lies. I mean, if you want to be a liar, be a good one. I mean, you couldn't even defend your own lies. You know, and you go on internet and embarrass your own nation. Shameless. So when they come out next year and begin to tell you to vote, and you already know that what lives in them is the spirit of lies and hypocrisy. You believe them to your own detriment. But we have one flag that we'll salute to. We have one drum that we dance to. It is the flag of our own King, the one and true Lord Jesus Christ. That after that one, we may or may not salute your own flag, especially if you are riddled in hypocrisy. So, your name may be Daniel, but the lions will eat you. I rest my case. If you don't understand, do you know that proverb, Pastor David? So there's an acronym for that name. Now I'll post it maybe after this service. Do you remember that acronym? Do you remember it? Oh yeah, give it to me. You don't want me to? She doesn't want. Okay, I'll post it on my. Go and look at my status. I want to start talking like Gen Z's now. Go and look at my status. So the word power, the first word you need to put there is the word ability. So when he says, for it is the Lord that giveth the power to get wealth, what you are talking about is he gives you the ability. Now, when we talk about ability, I am struggling with a perfect way. I'm looking for the best way in 2026 to describe that word ability. Well, for those of us that have lived long enough to know that in Nigeria, you are not entitled to power supply. But there is a small generator we used to use in those days. Even the name of the generator signifies glory in poverty. I better pass my neighbor. My neighbor no get generator. At least my condition, in no day like Baba Preshi and Mama Preshi, because this one now, if I put them 10 liters all through the night, it will now emphasize that thing does not consume fuel. Do you think the rich man who buys a diesel gen 30 kVA, you think he's worried about how much time or the generator? Well, my brother, this thing is in levels. One day my wife asked me, shortly after we got married, say, what's the essence of using a generator in this house if by 10 p.m. you are going to turn it off? I listened to that proverb and I gave myself some counsel. Please hear the question again. Because we got back from work and I put on the gen. But we have to go to bed. So I turned it off by 10. There was still no light. Then she said, young man, what is the benefit in putting on a gen for 2 hours if you will still go to bed without light? So I just went out. I said, please, how can we get an inverter in this house? Because there's nothing to argue about. It was a word of wisdom. You know, it was a very powerful word from the throne of grace. I just decided to respect myself and I went to install the inverter. So now she can't ask me that question. And so please, it's not an achievement. It was an achievement then. It's not an achievement now. But what am I telling you? We may be living in the same estate, within the same estate, but with different capacity. Because you have two generators. One barely makes your fan work. The other one allows you to turn on your AC. So we are under the same heavens, but different experience. When I used to live around Naija, after close of business, I would go to a co hotel roundabout to get a bus. Sometimes we get very lucky. I will see a sport car. Now, a sport car that takes you to VGC and one that takes you to Ikeja is not the same. But the one that drops you at Yanoro is not the same. And you look at the names of all these places. They make you worried. Babalola, Mosalashi, Boundary. You know, you hear some names, you are worried that, is there anybody here that is making it? You go to someone else, you hear Williams, Benga Daniels, Bodilon. You, even from the name, you know automatically that there is no common person that is here. Huh? Walter Sifri, Walter Carrington. What are you talking about? Why did they change the name? Why did God change the name of Abraham? Have you ever... Some of you... there was a time I thought about changing my name. So I thought I would change my name to Benga Williams. I felt it. It So yesterday, I remembered again when I was praying this message, like Benga Williams. Like, hello, Williams. Yeah. So even when you tell them, why are you being Williams if you are not rich? So the word, please be in the spirit. The word power means what? Ability. In other words, I can decide to do it. Not prayer. Oh, I can decide. Let's go out and have lunch. I'm just using natural examples. Don't be caught up in those. I'm just trying to describe so you understand what I'm saying. Because somebody is thinking about to go and buy a generator now. That's not what I'm saying. No. This message is not about buying generators. I'm here to preach the word of God. I said the issue of capacity. If you put two generators together, what is this? You say generator. What is this? Say generator. But it's not the same thing. Ability. What you can do without sweating. If you put Brother Bimbo and I in a room and you say we should do a presentation and you put a lot of programming languages and codes and all of that, I may look at those things. I know, okay, maybe this is Python, this is Java, this is Angular, this is this, this is that. But I assure you, that is the only statement I'm going to make in that meeting. So you're all welcome to the training. I believe at the end of this training, you will all be blessed. Say, sorry, this is not a church. I say, oh, sorry, you will get value. So I now invite our facilitator for today, Mr. Abimbola Omotosho. I say, please, let's put it. Please keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. I will ensure you clap so that I have enough time to get out of that place. The clapping is not for you, it's for me. I need to get out because if you ask me anything, I don't know. Even if I try and I'm sincere, sincerity is not the proof of ability. You can be sincerely empty. Oh, I sincerely want to know, but you don't know. We were having a conversation in my house some few months ago with my son here. And we were talking about programming. And he now told me, he was trying to write this code, write that. I said, you mean you can write it? He said, yes. I was amazed. You know, the things he was talking about, they look very basic. But I don't know it. I prayed. I still did not know it.
I read my Bible, I still did not know it. Sincerely, I am empty. As far as that matter is concerned, I don't have ability. Ability speaks of strength. They wake you up in the middle of the night, you tell them, touch this, troubleshoot. If they don't get it, share your screen. What are you telling them? I don't need to be there. Are you with me? So when God says, I give you power, what he's talking about is the ability to stand in places where big men and great men are falling and tell them this is the way to go. It's not money. So what you remember when you wake up every morning can be a predetermining factor for whether God will give you ability for that day. Because if you read the Amplified Version, you say God is giving. That means it's a continuous thing. Hallelujah. The second word there is ideas. Abilities, ideas, wisdom. Number four, opportunities. When you hear the word, God will give you the power to get wealth, I will give you the ability. That means there will be a skill. There will be something that he will give you the grace to come into by revelation, by divine guidance, or by just some kind of orchestration, you find yourself in that field. We are talking about what? Ideas. You wake up in the morning and the Lord ministers something to you and you need to run with it very quickly. The dangerous things about idea that I found is that you have 5 minutes to do something about it. If God gives you an idea, you have 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And you may not believe this. Between that idea and you going to the bathroom, that idea might walk away from you. Another thing you need to know about divine ideas is that you are not the only one that heard it. So you are waiting for the fastest finger. Pastor, do you know that this thing that this brother did? I once had a vision. Otilo, Bagbe. Just forget it. It's gone. Number three is wisdom. Wisdom is a preserve of the palace. Wisdom is celebrated and appreciated where there are systems, organized systems, and you are able to bring something to bear in solving problems, a practical application. That is where wisdom is celebrated. Number four is opportunity. So when God says, I give you the power, it means, do you have the eyes for opportunities? In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 12, King James, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. You see, this is talking about the Lord here. So let me tell you, and it may surprise you, there is no deity apart from God that can genuinely make you rich without consequence. You didn't hear me. There is no deity on earth or in the spiritual realm that can make you wealthy without any form of consequence. Negative consequence. No matter how they package it, because I hear there are many fantastic ways now to package wealth. One of my brothers from Wafia says, what is the point of living for 20 years if you are going to be in poverty? Give me for 7. Let them use my name to sing songs. But the same Satan who gives you the wealth will tarnish your image. He said, both riches and honor, they come from you, O God. So you need to understand the original blueprint so that you are not making a mistake and pursuing what does not exist. Both riches and honor, you see the symbiotic relationship, come of you, and you reign over all. This is still speaking about God. And in your hand is what? Power. God has the power in his hand to say, you from today, sell sand, you make it. Sell water. Everybody, the day you come out, everybody will be thirsty. The power that was given to you will create the demand and the supply. The power given to you is what will create the demand and the supply. The moment you show up, people just say, but really you are here. They will start having, could you help us with this particular application? Could you help us? They don't even know why they are talking. They may not even have a full budget, but there is something about your presence that compels the demand and the supply to meet. And you need to pray for that grace. Come on, say amen. Somebody didn't hear me, but I just gave you a good area to pray. That whenever you get into the places where your clients are, they must begin to receive the willingness, the idea. They will be the one telling you, can you do it for you? You are not the one negotiating. That is work made easy. In fact, that thing they're asking for, you may even have it on your laptop. You now tell them, okay, I need to brainstorm. Don't tell them you have it. Tell them I need to brainstorm. Just is it something like this? Say, yes, it's okay. We'll add some flesh. It may take a while. We'll write the code, Say, but this is a very complex app. This is not a website. It's an application. We'll give you a back end, give you this, Just speak very config. Use very powerful language. Configuration. Don't say congress, say config. Use very powerful. Confuse them. They'll not say, wow. How soon can you say, well, I need to bring my team together. We are currently on the project. You put value on scarcity. Amen. And this is why some people lost their potential relationship. The guy asked you, say, are you free today? Say, yes. You're not free. If you go home and watch a movie, is it not your time? Yes, so why did you tell him you are free? That's why the guy is calling 1 a.m. I just want to talk. Don't call me in the middle of the night. Say, I just want to hear your voice. Stop it. Don't hear my voice. Have you prayed? How's your prayer? Harass him. You want to hear my voice? Can you share? Have you heard the voice of God? Anything that people don't really have access to, they value it. It's just the nature of man. So if you like, make yourself available. Wealth is not luck. It is divine capacity. Released through covenant. Wealth is not luck. It is covenant. It is capacity released through covenant. God does not only give money, He gives the power that produces it. I hope you know there is no money in heaven. So it's an earthly commodity. However, the power to make it so can be given to you. The true source of prosperity is not the market, but the maker. I like this one. It's a punchline. Yeah. Now hear me. Number two, the spiritual obedience always activates divine prosperity. There are things that the Lord will tell you to do that are already in the scriptures. There are other things that will be personal instructions given to you, and your response by faith is what will activate those ones. Now, the ones that the Lord gives to all of us in scripture, they are for all of us, but the one that establishes covenant are personal. And you need to note what I'm saying now. If the Lord tells you, do this, do that, this is how I want you to use your money, and this how, don't eat this, don't eat that. Anything you find in the Bible, you can obey. You'll be blessed for it. But there are certain things that the Lord Himself will tell you, this one is for you. Now, let me tell you something. Hear me. Please, everybody, look up. This church, this auditorium where we are now, we are seated now, used to be a hospital. Both the ground floor and this floor. And the woman who was the owner of this hospital, it was a pediatric hospital, so it's for children. The woman so much upset the owner of this property, they tried to send her away many times. The woman was a fire for fire woman. She prays fire prayers. If she sees you on the ground floor, she can pour anointing oil from the first floor. Say she's seeing demons. One day she poured anointing oil on the landlord. She now said, oh, I did not know you are there. I said, even me as a Christian, I was provoked. You just see her. She walks about like a lioness. She's a doctor.
every foundational power that is here.
Now, you see the reason why you are laughing, and that I'm laughing, is because people's lives are not under your care. Do you know that even when you run a business, someone leaves his house, coming to work, you need to pray that they should get there safely. That's why some people tell me, Pastor, want to come from Abuja to come and greet? I say, don't come. Let's do video call. Number one, coming to come and greet me, I'm spending money. Number two, safety. The reason why I don't do vigils in this church today is still because of this entity. Because I can watch out for myself. I don't want someone to suffer on account of me. So maybe I need deliverance, I don't know. But I just want you to imagine. This woman poured oil on everybody. It was so pathetic. But there was something about this woman. In all the 10, 15 years or so that she was here, she never lost a baby. Everybody in the building believed she was mad. And she overdid many things. Huh? She anointed. One day she was talking to the facility manager downstairs. They were just talking, normal conversation about the property. She just got up. She said, what's this? You are sitting against the wall. Say, what's this? The man was like, oh, maybe there's like a spider on the wall or something. She just went there and poured oil over his head. The man said, he said, sorry, I don't even know how the thing came over. You are even lying. He said, our goal that day was to anoint that man. It's very peace. I mean, even as a pastor, you are fired. Just, I'll just tell it. Please. I don't want to say that to her. I don't have time for this. God gave her a personal instruction. Support her in her Bonkis ministry. That's why I told you. The personal instructions that God gives is what he uses to establish covenant with you. I don't know if it's making sense now. That wild woman. Our hospital is here now. Who knows that hospital here? There's a, I think, just beside the KICC, right? She bought a property. Left here, went to buy a property. I don't understand. Covenant. When you are aided by spirits, even your mistake won't count. We are going to be president. When we get there, we are going to restructure the country. You are speaking on Twitter. Meanwhile, a man came out and said, the land that Redeemed Christian Church of God is using across Lagos, I signed their CFO. I gave you my wife. When the church that is established, the annual prayer meeting, there's one end of year program they used to do, that Baba goes to, say, I started it. I gave the body of Christ a face in Lagos State. We now say, I cannot be president. I allowed you to build an altar for your God. Your God cannot work against me. Oh, I don't know. Is somebody hearing me? Yes, what was that guy's name? Constantine? No, that one that Peter went to visit. Cornelio, and they all have sin in their name. The guy was not even born again. But he gave his agenda there was to recolonize the people and make them become more Roman or Grecian or what? I think he's Roman. More Roman. He's from Italy. Make them forget their God. The guy came there and built a temple. God said, we have to work with what we have. You think God is a robot? Everything is clear before him. That's why you pray against some people, they will not die, even though they are not Christian. The guy built a church. All the people in that church, in that temple, could not raise money to build a church. It was someone that did not believe. That's how as you people are gathering here, it's not good. Let me do something for you. Build a church. In fact, the priests in the temple used to pray for him. They say, God bless, even though it's not part of us, but it's with us in the spirit. That's how they were doing it. God had to arrange for both angel and Peter. God did not even allow the man come to Peter. I say, you, Peter, what are you even doing? You are just sleeping. Well, yeah, come and go and visit Cornelius. You could just gather here, be sharing Rema. Go and meet Cornelius. and get him into the family. God gave him the name, gave him the address, gave him vision, gave him resources. Oh yeah, eat food of angels. He said, no, yeah, he says, you don't want to eat. Go like that. Peter got to the entrance to show his bias. Go and read that story. Peter didn't enter the house. He stood at the door. You see, these Jewish people, they are very... If you are, that a man is a Jewish man is born again, that Jewish thing is thin. Because it was a crime for him to even enter. He stood at the door. Somebody comes all the way from Kotangra to come and preach to you, stands at your entrance and says, Jesus saves, Jesus delivers, Jesus wants to heal you. He said, sir, please come in. You are welcome, sir. He said, no, you must repent. You must give your... Are you here to release judgment or you want to help us? He said, Jesus saves you. Jesus says he has seen you. Amen. Amen. God left Peter, went inside the house. Boom! Kata, kata! Padu said that. He did not even give them time to give water. You are wasting my time, Ogbeni. Grow or not. Pa! Where you go? Boom! They start speaking in tongues. Peter now said, now I know. If God waits for you, you will not make progress. Because you calculate everything. Say, this area, we'll first buy 10. When we sell 10, we'll now use the money. We'll add to it. We'll now do 15. Okay? We are talking about covenant. Not hard work. That man's action alone was what took the gospel to Italy. Today, Italy is still the conclave, the strongest conclave, where you find the greatest number of people who claim to be Christians without any mosques. That Vatican City. But it started with someone. God's word is for the blessing of all. If you want covenant, you must receive your own personal instructions. And believe me, it will not make sense. In Isaiah chapter 48, oh my God, time's up. Isaiah 48 verse 17, let's do this very quickly in 5 minutes. Are you blessed today? Isaiah 48 17, thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer, the only one of Israel, I am the Lord your God, which teacheth you to profit. God knows business. God knows business. He will tell you this thing you're about to do. There's nothing there again. Move to this one. If it's your business partner, I will teach you how to profit. Your certificate or business skills can be a hindrance. Let him become the senior partner after this service. And you become the junior partner. I know you are the one ELCs who come and look for, but you become the junior partner. Put this down. Divine instructions are heaven's investment strategy. Divine instructions are heaven's investment strategy. Number two, obedience converts spiritual wisdom into material results. Obedience to God's word converts spiritual wisdom into material results. Number three, God teaches profit to those who follow his leading. God teaches profit to those who follow his leading. Next, wisdom follows skill, excellence, and diligence. You must understand, a lot of us as Christians don't put in enough work. Let me tell you, whether you're a pastor, IT person, consultant, whatever, you will not be richer than people's perception of your value. Never. You will never, no matter how good you think you are, if people think you are not worth more than 5 naira, they will never make you an offer that is beyond 5 naira. And that's why you must stay long enough in God's presence for God to reveal himself to you. I met a lady, I was sharing this with the prayer team, I think sometime early this year. She's a teacher. She teaches in a private school. I think she earns maybe 200,000 or 220,000. And that's her salary. And she lives in Mushi. But she goes all the way to Lekki and runs tutorial classes for students, our pupils, because it's a primary school. And cumulatively, she earns somewhere about 550,000. So she, her lesson programs pay her more than what she earns in her school. But she needs that school to continue to engage and meet new parents. And she teaches a reception class. But she didn't say, oh, because I'm teaching reception class, she targeted the grade 3, grade 4, grade 5 pupils. And she was in their spaces when the parents come. Hello, ma, how are you doing? Ah, Temi, Shemlori, how are you? Tunde, how are you? And the day those people needed a teacher, they remember that lady that was always greeting them. Ah, please, I've been trying to see you. My son is struggling with math. I said, I normally, these are the subjects I take. Ah, please, call me, let's talk. So she was making, it now made her journey from Mushin to Lekki worthwhile. So she closes around 3 or 2:30 and teaches from 3 to 6 or 6:30, starts coming back home around 6:30, joins the bankers, comes back to Yaba, Mushin area around 8, 9. But you are not the same. Because she's building a network. She's building a community. You are at home. Shakatakada. Izatata. Hear what I just said. Wisdom usually follows skill, excellence, and diligence. There are many prayerfully anointed people I know who are broke. They can't help it. They are broke. See, yes, that way, man. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29. Oh, goodness. He shall stand before kings. What does it mean to be diligent? It means you show up when it's winter. It means you go to bed. Have you gone to bed and you even dreamt about your office? You saw yourself inside the office fixing an imaginary problem. Sometimes the problem you left at the office follows you into your dream. And you solve this, when you are about to get the final answer, you woke up again. You did not. So, how many of you lost your appetite? You couldn't eat because the work was already waiting for you. Now, how many of you know that even when there's no work, you have to create it? It is not a customer that makes you busy. The customer or the client the Lord will send you may be somebody that is not coming to ask you if you can do it. He just wants to see what you have done. You didn't hear me. I said the client that God may be sending to you may not be someone that will ask, can you do it? The person just come and wants to see your showroom. And that is all they need to know. They can see you working on your machine. They see the what do you call those things? They can see your anger. They see what you've done. Or they see your softwares or whatever it is you do. They go to your YouTube channel, see your trainings. They see so many things about. They come even just seeing your computers, different types of. They can tell this is a serious studio person. This is a serious one. They just say, oh, this is what we want to do. Because they can see everything around you shows that you are busy. Not that someone comes and says, ah, sorry, sir. We didn't know you are coming. Where's that rag? Well, I told you to give these children. Sorry, sir, please. You have already flouted the first law. You are not prepared. That means people don't come here. You are surprised I'm here. You don't need a customer to make you busy. Wake up every morning and set an agenda for that day. You see why sometimes wealth may be chasing someone, but foolishness will not allow that wealth to catch up with the person. The foolishness in a man's heart. Wealth is chasing you, but you are running too fast. Wisdom is chasing you, but your feet is even faster than the feet of wisdom. It's a terrible thing. Are you blessed? Diligence is the bridge between talent and influence. Diligence. You must learn how to wake up and be busy. When you think, develop the critical thinking skill. When you learn how to think, and thinking is not cheap, because thinking is like breathing. Not everybody has the ability to breathe in deeply and breathe out. Some of us, we are shallow breathers. Many of those who cannot breathe deeply, if they have a heart attack or a crisis, they will not survive. Because they will not be able to breathe. They have not mastered the skill. It's the same way you use your brain. Your brain is a muscle. It can be trained. It can be trained. So if you only watch movies and all of that, you have limited yourself because your brain is lazy. It's the same thing with diligence. If you are not used to waking up and saying, this is the agenda for the day, people will come and throw their own agenda into your day. You will now ask yourself at the end of the day, what did I do? You have 7 things on your list. The only thing you remember doing was having lunch, which is not even on that list. Skills will always attract kings. The marketplace always rewards excellence and not intention. The marketplace rewards excellence, not intention. I plan to. I will. You said that last year. This is March. I want to start a new business. It's going to be a showstopper. When? There are people that will never take a step because they are looking for someone to support them. Excuse me, if you always have people waiting to hold your hands, your feet will never be strong. Jesus said to Peter, come out of the boat. Come and meet me. Peter was the only one who heard, come. And when Peter wanted to sink, Peter was the only one who also heard, why did you doubt? Others in the boat only were happy to have them back. But you see, the one who took a step of faith will receive instructions. When he sank and Jesus grabbed him, why did you doubt? That means you were going to sink. Not because my word was not enough, but because you doubted. But that instruction was rema only for him. If it wasn't recorded, we would never have known how Peter came into being able to heal the sick with his shadow. So for Peter, the trigger was faith. If you see it in your mind that you believe it will happen. Okay, we have 200 people here. Man of God, how are you going to pray for them? Just look. Where's my shadow? Where? All of you line up. Azika, Hatoza, Rabia Sita. He just prays in tongues and walks through. And all the cripples begin to jump up. Demons begin to cast out. Jesus did not use his own shadow to cast out devils. Say the things that I've done. Greater things. Greater is defined by the moment. Jesus didn't use his shadow. Are you blessed? A good man will always leave an inheritance for his children. And this is not money. This is legacy. How did we get here? A lot of Christians are leaving money, resources, relationships, connections on the table. You sit down there, you are expecting people to come and be close to you. You don't know that the scripture says that he that desires a friend must show himself friendly. You see someone that God is beginning to bless, now want to be close to him. It's late. Can you see greatness before it materializes? When I told my wife I was going to marry her, God knows. I didn't even. The only vision I had for my life, I don't know if I told her, was that I'll be a teacher. That I'll be maybe at best a professor. And I was satisfied in Jesus Christ. I was happy. Be a professor. I was happy. To live in Ibadan. Ibadan was my dream location. My plan was to be a professor at 40. When you see me on campus, I'm saying, hello, professor. I say, that young man is a professor. That was my dear. That was my destination place. To be a professor at 40. But 3 years ago, a professor called me from Ibadan. He said, please, sir, my wife and I need to see you. I said, sir, how old are you? This man is almost 60. I said, so there's something that can be in a boy that will bring kings. Say, please, for the last 25 years of our marriage, we've never had a child. My wife is past menopause, but we are still trusting God. And I'm looking at the man with all his gray hair. See, that means there is something that is beyond the material. If you carry it, it will give flavor to every physical thing you are doing. Whether you have a shop, you have a business, you have a company, never see yourself as unemployed again. You are not. Say, well, what's happening? Say, I'm looking for it. No. You are still not getting it. You may actually be making negative confession. This one that I shared with you, the Lord told me 4 years and I didn't have a job. Say, don't ever tell anyone that you are jobless. That's what the Lord told. And I still did not have a job for 4 years. But if I don't tell you, you'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. One day someone called me in my school and said, why are you coming back here to study for a PhD? This is a senior lecturer in the university. And I said, it's always been my lifelong dream. And I don't want my brain to sleep off, like to just begin to sleep, the sleep of death. So I tried to put myself in very uncomfortable environments. The man now said to me, he said, you have one or two skills that I would like you to teach me. He said, because I need money. I said, me? He said, yes. When he told me his salary, I shook my head. Because what he told me, I will not do anything in a month to get that one. Like, I didn't do anything in a month. I will get that one. That I sat in my house, locked my door, turned off all the light. I don't want to see anybody. I will get that amount. And the man, I saw him coming to the exam and he was sleeping. I had to tap him. Sir, is everything all right? Says this job. He's frustrated. We were lied to. Our parents' generation did not tell us on time. They told us to go and do one, to go and join the civil service. They told us to do this, to do that. They did not tell us the truth that your daddy is not rich. Oh, there are some things that are easily achievable if you are in Ibadan, Osun, Osogbo, Elesha, Kaduna, Moda, Kogi, Ohafia, Inewi, Onitsha. Some things you will easily get if you are in Lagos. Rent in my area now, 3-bedroom, is 8 million. Biblical prosperity thinks in generations, not paychecks. Biblical prosperity thinks in generations, not paychecks. When we are talking about prosperity, we are not talking about how much do you earn. We are talking about what you can give to your generation. It's like when Jacob was about to die, Israel, and he called his children and began to lay hands on them. In order, what brought me to this place in my walk with God? What made me see my son after years of being robbed of him? That ability to have a comeback spirit and take over and fulfill the destiny that was laid out for me. Now receive it. I'm going now. If I don't give it to you, I will go with it. And that is where the issue of spiritual sonship becomes very important, because hands can be laid on everything, but only sons will get inheritance. If everybody is your father, then you need to know and ask, where is your real inheritance? Let me just give you this and then we'll round up. I think Papi is around, so go straight into the praise worship. Seed scattered wisely always multiplies beyond your imagination. There's a scripture I want to release. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 12, this is the final scripture. I'm just rushing up here because I want us to go into praise and worship now. But are you blessed this morning? You are not sure. Let me give you two scriptures. Deuteronomy 28, 12. For the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. Come on, say amen. So the Lord has treasure chests in heaven. The Lord has treasure chests, and that chest is usually shut. So he says the Lord will open. That means that thing is not always open. He said the Lord will open unto you. Come on, say, we open unto me. Now, I want you to prophesy over your life. If you have a business, I want you to mention the name of your business, your career, whatever it is that the Lord has put you on. I want you to take 1 minute to prophesy. Please prophesy like you are jealous. I want you to pray and prophesy over your life. The Lord will open unto me out of his good treasure. Can you please pray for yourself in 1 minute? There is a reservoir that God will open over your life. And no disaster can empty the blessing of God over your life. I want you to speak now and prophesy. If I can get two people this morning who can step into the blessing this morning. If I can get two people this morning who can prophesy and command the dry bones to live again. He said, the Lord shall open unto me his good treasure. That treasure is good, my brother. That treasure is good, my sister. Open your mouth and prophesy and begin to declare, it is the Lord that shall open unto me his good treasure. It is the Lord that is opening unto me his good treasure. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are not here with me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. He said, the Lord shall open unto me his good treasure, the heavens to give me rain. to give rain unto my land in a season. There are people that receive rain when it is late. There are people that lose steam because the rain did not come on time. The rain speaks about resources. The rain speaks about people that God needs to bring into your space at a particular time. The rain speaks about that which God has made available. The rain is coming from the sky, symbolizing that it is the Lord that is bringing it. So I want you to pray in this season, and I want you to declare that the Lord is bringing rain upon my land in this season, and to bless the work of my hands. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to declare. He said, for the Lord will release rain upon your land in this season. Hallelujah. Kambala borositaya namalisa tolia. Hale marato sikada. The Lord will release rain upon your land in his season. There is a Kairos moment. There is a time you need to receive rain. If not, all your effort will be wasted. Can you pray and ask the Lord this morning for rain? Rain that comes in his season. People that come in his season. Resources that come in his season. Allocations that come in his season. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying or are you playing? We need the allocation of heaven. We need the allocation of heaven. We need the allocation of heaven. Rabbi Hakena Nondosotala. We need the allocation of heaven. We need the allocation of heaven. Can you pray? Lord, send rain on this dry land. Send rain. You have many beautiful ideas. There are many things the Lord has laid upon your heart. Can you ask that the Lord will send rain? Rain, 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 rain. Hale marasu keteliana hasata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The word of the Lord says, and you will lend unto many nations. Come on, declare amen. Now, some of you do not understand what I'm saying here, because we are yet to see Christians that are lending to nations, but you will be the first. Listen, your pocket is going to be so deep that it will be impossible to bankrupt you. Because you are sold out to the Lord. He said, for you shall lend. Now, the word here is many. Which means that you become an institution. You become an institution. When godly ideas are being sought for, they will come to you. When direction for nations are being sought for, they will come to you. You know, remember the story I shared with you about my wife when that company Coca-Cola reached out to her and they said, give us somebody to work for us. And they said it's 80 million net and it's remote. And my wife said, I can't work for you. They said, give us somebody. I was hoping my wife would just say, there's someone here. But I don't know the work. You see, that's the day you will feel pain. You now realize that the distance between knowledge and wealth is not far. You don't know it. It's not a matter of, if I give you the guitar, you can't play. Then that's okay. We are going to increase it to 100 million. Get us somebody. I say, hey, that's what I do for this place. The lady, without referring to any supervisor, said, we will review 200 million. But we need somebody now. And the person must be in Nigeria. Woo. That's what it means to lend to nations. When your mind is so fruitful, so blessed, that people will leave Abuja, UK, Germany, and say, we heard that the Lord is with you. We heard that you are the only one. You may not be the only one, no, but your name will be the only name that will rise in that season. All for the glory of his name. Listen, there is no one that the Lord beckons to in this year of our dominion that the Lord will not place a demand on. God said to Abraham, leave your father's house. And I want you to hear the prophecy and the instructions. Leave your father's house. There is nobody today that will hear leave your father's house and it will be a convenient decision. Now, you will say, why is God such a killjoy? Why would God want to spoil or mess up something that is already organized? If Abraham was in that house, the issue of having Isaac would not be a prayer point, because he would have simply married another woman. In fact, many women said. In fact, at the end, the man still had three wives. For you to know that the problem was not that he was not able to have children. Keturah was not a prayer point. Oh, you don't know Keturah? But you see, anytime God wants to establish covenant with you, there will be resistance. Say, leave your father's house. What was God saying? Leave your father's idols. What I want to do with you, we can't do it if you are in the midst of it. The whole idea of leaving your father's house was about idols. Your background is not suitable for me. Let me give you a new name. Let me give you a new face. Let me give you a new genealogy. So you need to leave. Now, the problem is whether Abraham has what it takes mentally to make that decision, because all his businesses were there. Just yesterday, we heard about a man in this Nigeria, a medical doctor for 27 years in the U.S., decided that he didn't want to practice medicine again, came to Nigeria and started assembling electric vehicles that are now being sold. And they are cheaper than brand new cars. A medical doctor. How does a man transition from one thing to another except by the help of God? Who told you that if you read economics education, you will teach? Who told you? Who told you that if you're an engineer, you will not end up as an accountant? Who told you that if you're a lawyer, you will not end up as a YouTube content creator making $10,000 every month? Who told you? The way of a man is not in himself. Ashirin, yes, that secret, God will hide it from you so you can keep coming. Can keep coming. Can keep following. If there is no reason, you will not find wealthy men going to sit down with God at the redemption camp. If there is no reason. But today we come into the place of covenant. Listen, as the Lord begins to give you your instructions, I will encourage you, because one thing you must know is that it will not be convenient. It will not be convenient. That elderly woman in Oshogbo, the only instruction that God laid upon her heart, and please don't look for an audible voice, because that you make a mistake. My own voice is even more audible than God now. So you will not hear an audible voice. Let me assure you, that elderly woman that I told you about, that labored in that small church, cleaning the church Monday to Sunday to Sunday, she said, our philosophy is God's house must never be dirty, whether there is service or not. And she will come and clean, 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 clean. All her grandchildren got tired of her and ran away. Mama has made a covenant. Mama loves God. And she wants to force us to love God. When she was dying, she called all the children, gave them things. But the one that stood with her in cleaning that church, she told her, kneel down. Everything I have found in God, in this my service to God, I'm not a preacher, everything I have found, now I'm about to die, take it. He said, you will not, because I gave my whole life to God, whatever would have come to me if I had gone back to my shop, and whatever I would have made, you will get it without laboring. And I heard the girl tell her pastor, say, sir, I know where the unction of my life is coming from. Even if you don't want to buy, if you see me holding it, you will pay. Say, I don't market people. Say, but I'm not confused. I know where the thing came from. I am privileged to have a mother who served the Lord. And I served with her. Anytime I used to stay with her instead of the others ran away. It's covenant. You don't come into a covenant taking a cup of tea. You will take a stand with God and say, as far as this thing is concerned, all my days, I will be here dwelling in your house. Some people may look for a grandiose assignment, something that will make them seen and known. But me, I will be here. This is the confidence we have in you. Your call may be to pray that when I call, you will answer me. This is the confidence. Aha, I have been in that when I call, you will answer me. You will answer.
Sami o. I have in you that when I call, you will answer me.
You will answer me.
You will answer me. You will answer me.
You will answer me.
In Komaje Muni. You will answer me. You will answer me. Every time I raise my voice to you,
you will answer me.
Every time I bend my knees to you,
you will answer me.
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 As a melekuni ane gazali amalaria. Is a Melagonia de Mazalia, no, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no,
you
will answer me. I have a covenant with you. You will answer me,
you will answer me.
You will answer me, you
will answer me.
You will answer me,
you will answer me.
You will answer me,
you will answer me.
You will answer me,
you will answer me.
You will answer me,
you will answer me.
You will answer me,
you will answer me.
As a melon or conaca sahira. Arabale kono kozake ya la gabaya.
You will answer me.
You will answer me.
You will answer me.
Listen. One of the things the Lord will first do when He wants to bring restoration into your life is that He will beckon to you to come. He will beckon to you in a very quiet way. If you are not careful, you will think it's your mind. Huh? When He beckoned to Abraham, that was when we realized that He was not the first. God first reached out to His own father. The father could not make that journey. He was too entangled. And the scripture said eventually He traveled, He only built a tent. Even in that city that He was promised, He only built a tent. Because God can come tomorrow and say, move again. Can come and say, move again. He can come and say, move again. Listen to me. In this year of dominion, one of the pillars we must understand is covenant. And I'm not talking about just covenant in a generic way. But the one that the Lord Himself enters with you. The ones that your children will grow and say, as you walked with my father. The ones your children can lay claim on and say, Lord, you did not abandon my father. I call the God that my father served. The God, Jehovah, that my father served. Come and help me. That is what we call covenant. It's not based on your own righteousness. It's based on your forbear, those who came before you. Was there anything that was attractive about the life of Jacob? Nothing. But when God came, He said, I am the God in the life of your father, Abraham, and the God of your father, Isaac. So there's room for more if you want to add your name and become the God of Jacob, not the God of Israel, the God of Jacob. So that wherever people go, they will know it was that cheat, that wicked man, that God chose to accept, as you know, to allocate Himself to stand with. Not because God loves a cheat, but God wants. Many times God will not wipe away your past, because your past is now a testimony. Your past is now a testimony. Your past is not. There was a particular lady that was in the occult, Plelo. There was a lady that was in the occult, and she used to, she was a very young person, but she was in the occult. And then she had so many fetish things, you know. And if you get involved with her as a brother, she had padlocks, several padlocks. She mentions your name and she padlocks your name, and that's it. Your destiny is concluded. No prayer can help you. So I went to her room that day. We were on some form of evangelism, and I told her. I say, you cannot continue. Jesus has placed an embargo on this house. You see, the way you preach sometimes, it shows you as a weak person. I went into the house. I said, there's an embargo in the heavenlies. The owner of this house, the Lord has demanded you come.
Say, you cannot take me away. And I laid my hands on her. And a male voice spoke to me. Say, this one is my own. You have crossed a line. She paid for this house rent, which means the spirits in her have ownership of this territory. Now, are they right or wrong? But I now brought in a superior law. I said, the earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. So your authority is now withdrawn. The spirit came out of her. And she told me, she said, look at the padlocks. What do we do? She herself brought the padlocks, including the latest one. And then we destroyed it. Then she asked me, where do I go? I said, don't come to my church. Oh. I said, my church, we are the happiest people on campus. We don't believe, it's just to be happy. Go to MFM. 2 years later, I came back. She was an assistant pastor in MFM. Listen. You must know the house of prayer. You will come into covenant with the Lord in the place of prayer. Your voice must not be strange when they hear it in the heavenlies. That is how you lay the groundwork for covenant. If you are a stranger, nobody will respect you. Your voice, my voice will not be unknown in the realm of the spirit. I want you to pray for 1 minute as we go into worship. I want you to pray.
You have received the word, and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.